up one's life out of love for one's neighbor, or as a witness to the truth. That is why we need God's revealed teaching to tell us what is sinful and what is praiseworthy in the eyes of God, and then exhaust ourselves, work, and I mean it, I'm not being rhetorical, and then die in the process. We have only one short life here on earth. And how stupid we can be to hold on to that life here on earth. Whereas Christ, how many times he tells us, those who really love him are willing to lay down their lives out of love for him, for the sake of those for whom he sacrificed his life. John 15 are the moral laws of God, universal and unchangeable. As I was framing these questions, I thought to myself, Hardin, do you realize you're contradicting the teaching of so many, in fact, perhaps the majority of those who are so popular in, shall we still call it, writing on and teaching Catholic, in quotation marks, morality? Are the moral laws of God universal and unchangeable? Yes. The reason is that human nature remains basically unchanged over the centuries of world history and throughout the range of world geography. Those who teach otherwise are in grave error. There's only one problem that we all realize. These errors are so widespread, expressed in such beautiful print, so nicely illustrated. And those who abound them, outstanding. Like Representative Hyde, you know, the strong pro-life member of Congress, together on a program, he said, Father, the deepest sorrow in my life is to see your Jesuit, Father Drinan, sitting in Congress with me, and he always wears a Roman collar, and he for 10 years has been voting a straight pro-abortion ticket. Finally, the Pope stepped in and ordered the general, get that Drinan guy out of Congress. Thank God, the general obeyed the Pope, and Drinan felt 10 years was enough in Congress. One of my lesser joys, I came out with the Modern Catholic Dictionary when I was living at Georgetown University with my dear friend, Father Drinan. It was customary when you publish a book, you put a copy of the book for the whole community to read. And there's a bulletin board sign, well, please confer. So I walked Pat the bulletin board, and there was Father Drennan reading the Modern Catholic Dictionary. And he was reading page 1, A-B-O-R-T-I-O-N, abortion. Wish I'd had a camera. And when you live year after year after year, I'm not drawing on things I've had to read, not things I've had to hear. When you live with these people, I know I'm being taped. How much more specific I could be. I think I'm specific enough for this occasion. People who are intoxicated with themselves, living in their own ego world, and the devastating consequences with millions of lives, human lives, being destroyed, and millions of other souls being ruined. But God made sure we'd be born in this century because He wants us, not someone else. Our children, past, future history, us, to do everything we can to stem the flood of massive error in professedly Catholic circles and to pay the price, whatever it is, including our lives, in the process. One more question, and we'll take our break. Are the moral precepts, therefore, binding always and on everyone? Yes, there's no exception. Behind this universality of obligation is the duty we have to worship God as He deserves. His laws of morality are an essential part of the honor and adoration we owe Him as the origin and destiny of our existence. Let me spend some time on this, then we'll take our break. I believe on one occasion I shared with you what a friend of mine living in Washington, D.C. told me by the hour about Padre Pio, whom he knew, one of the Americans, liberated Italy from control by the Nazis. He told me, for 2 years, on the favorite topics of Padre Pio in conversation was the widespread prevalence of hypocrisy and hypocrisy in high places. Let's make sure we have our vocabulary straight. Our primary duty as human beings is to adore God. So how do we adore God? You might say, well, by adoring God. My God, I adore You. And by now there are hundreds, if not 1,000, prayers of adoration. Is that all? No. Our principal way of adoring God, here is. Our principal way of adoring God is with our wills. Bending our wills to the will of God in obeying His commandments. That, my friends, is adoration of God. Back to Padre Pio. What pious hypocrisy. Oh, the vocabulary dripping with holy water, reeking with incense. And yet those same people will think nothing of ignoring God's will when it comes to obeying the divine moral order. In other words, and don't forget this, we pray with our wills. We pray with our wills. We pray with our wills. All the verbalizing we do in talking to God is only as pleasing to Him and meritorious in His sight as what we say is consistent with the way we act. And that is why Christ could not have been clearer. If you love me, keep my commandments. Seems like dropping something from the roof. Keep my commandments. What's that got to do with love? And the answer is everything. If we love God, we do His will. And there is one person we are deeply, profoundly, ardently, passionately in love with. And not coincidentally, that person happens to have our name. And I've watched it. Some people are so clever in disguising their own wills. Oh, how clever some people can be. But nobody deceives God. Lord, we should keep praying, what do you want me to do? And then give me the strength to do it. Then you won't have to indulge in long pious prayers, because then you will just draw on your soul and say, Lord, help me. Without you, I'm sunk. You don't have to quote Teresa of Avila, Bali of Man. You try to do God's will faithfully, patiently, for 24 hours. That's all. 24 hours. Need all the help you can get. Begging for that help. And, of course, God manifests His will. How otherwise? Oh, Lord, no. He said, oh, yes, through other human beings. And He can really put all the characters He puts into our lives. It's almost 2:30, so is it a 15-minute break we take? 15-minute break. Okay? So, 3:15, we reassemble in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I don't think that I got the quote correctly, where you said God never does anything outside of the life of the Holy Trinity without all three being equally active and involved.
Sure.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, sure. That's that.